Well, we're game week, and I'm excited. So, you know, it was a lot of fun watching football over the weekend, and I think there's a lot of really cool matchups coming up this week. Just really excited that we get to get back to, you know, what we know, and that's prep for the opponent and get everything rolling and be within a week of the game day. So I don't think school starts yet, so there's no excuse for anybody not being on time to the game. It'd be a lot of fun. But really, you know, looking at our opportunities as a team to perform at our best, regardless who the opponent happens to be Portland State. We have a lot of respect for them. Bruce Barnum is a well-known coach, has a great reputation, and has done a great job as a leader, as a coach, for decades. And so I have a lot of respect for him and how he does his job. I've had a lot of interactions and have met him on the field, his opponent, many times. And so he always has his team ready. I think you look at Portland State, they played a nationally ranked team, the FCS level in Tarleton State, last week. And it didn't go well for them. But the thing that you know, as you can see, that they played a variety of players at quarterback, and they have they've just been using a lot of different sets. It's good to get on film, but their tendencies aren't going to be shown on one game. But they do have the leg up on having a game under their belt now, and you know, we're still hoping that our guys show up and do their best right away. But you just never know. So I think that's something that, I've said this before, and I'll say it again next week, that you make a lot of improvement from week one to week two. And so we imagine that they're going to come in here ready to play. They have nothing to lose. They've got to give us the best shot. We just got to make sure that we return the favor. So the focus will be us playing at our best. I feel really good about the program. I feel good about all three phases right now and the coaching. We just got to get some work done today and go throughout the week of prep and see what happens on Saturday. So what questions do you guys have?
Do you have any questions for Coach?
Sounds like I answered them all.
All right, we'll start with Jake Hatch.
Yeah, Kalani, I just wanted to start off. You mentioned the fact that you know Coach Barnum really well. What do you know about Portland State, and what's your philosophy, I guess, overall on FCS games and how you approach them?
Well, I think the approach is just to make sure that we're playing at our best. I mean, it's one of the games out of the 12 that we have guaranteed on our schedule, and this one happens to be, you know, week one. They were fortunate to get a week zero game and to get a game going, but it was good that we were, it's kind of a trade-off. We get to watch them play and get to scout the one game that they played, and so there's still a little bit, probably some new things that for them to see from us, but most of that's personnel. When you're looking at the coaches that we've been able to retain on the entire staff, and so I think there's not going to be much change from last year to now, but you just never know. We have creative coaches, but Coach Barnum, I mean, they call it Barney Ball for a reason. So he'll have his guys ready. They're tough. They'll play hard. And I've been a coach at the FCS level before, and having the opportunity to go to a place like Provo and play in Lavelle Edwards Stadium is going to be something that you're going to mark on your calendar. You're really looking forward to. So we know those guys are going to be ready to play us, and so we just got to be at our best. I mean, have a lot of respect for every opponent. At the same time, we want to make sure that we do what we want to do in terms of executing the plays and being fundamentally sound. But you still have to have respect for your opponents. You still have to, you know, what you see on film. I mean, they do everything that you do too. They work hard. So you can't. Nothing's just going to happen. They're just not going to show up and bow down to us. They're going to give us a game. So we need to make sure that we give it to them too.
All right. Next question from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, what are your expectations for Bear Bachmeier in his debut as the starter?
Just do what he's been doing all camp, and just lead the offense. I think he's done a great job. Especially when we announced him as a starter, he's done a great job being the leader and connecting with his teammates, working with everyone. I mean, I've been really impressed with the entire quarterback room, but I think he'll be ready. You know, looking at his demeanor and his intelligence and things that he's picking up, I think he's amped up. He's ready to play. They got excited when we came back and played in front of 1,000 or so fans. I think the Cougar Club came to one of our night practices, in the stadium, you can tell that the players are getting really excited for that moment. So I know that he's going to be excited just like the rest of the team for the game on Saturday night. But I just expect him to just do what he does and nothing more. I don't need him to do anything extra. Just be Bear Bachmeier and we'll be fine.
And then wanted to ask you, Jonathan Cabea is not on the depth chart. What's his status and timeline for how long he's out?
Yeah, we got some guys working through some things. And like I said before, we're not going to name any injuries or any issues unless it's a season ending. So we're hoping to get him back. We got some guys on that list that are still on our roster that are working through some things. And, you know, we're hoping to get him back. And I think when we start doing the availability list, that'll be going to the Big 12 conference play.
All right, next question we'll hear from Jay Drew.
Kalani, since you named Bear the starter last Tuesday, how has that been received among his teammates? And have they kind of rallied around him or maybe increased their efforts knowing that there's a true freshman back there? What have you kind of seen from the rest of the guys?
Yeah, I think I've seen the team rally around the whole entire quarterback room. You know, when we're going into camp, knowing that there's a quarterback competition, and that's what I've seen from the beginning. So it's not like that just started happening on Tuesday. The team's been rallying around each other and rallying around the quarterback room from the beginning, from when Jake left. So I've been really happy with the leadership and the way the guys have been able to rally around each other and rally around the quarterback room. It's a lot of trust that our team has in that room. And so I think when the announcement came through, the guys already expected it. So, you know, what we expect our guys to do right now is continue to keep going. It's not like there's a set moment where, like, hey, let's all believe in him now. That's already been happening since he got here, since McKay and Trayson and Emerson, all those guys have been under center. Our guys have rallied around that position altogether.
And as a follow-up, how would you describe to BYU fans Bear Bachmeier's like makeup, his personality, his characteristics? What kind of stands out on that side of the young man?
I think they'll find out for themselves. I mean, I don't make any statements. I let them get to know him, and I think people have got to know him already, just like his teammates do. I don't want to – just a good kid, just like the rest of the team. We have good young men that are here working hard, and they're here for the reasons and all the right reasons. So we just want to then highlight the things that they can do and they can perform on the field as well as off the field. So I'm really proud of who he is and decisions he makes on and off the field, and just happens that this Saturday we get to see it on the field.
All right, next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yeah, Coach, Jay was listed as an OR along with Ciali at Mac linebacker. What is Jay showing you during fall practices during that designation where he's a co-starter?
Well, I think the shows you that we have a lot of different, you know, if you look at the depth chart, there's a lot of ORs there. We have versatility with our defense, and Jay's been able to utilize a lot of different body types at different places. And, you know, you see a little bit of that this Saturday. I think there's a lot of creativity and innovation in our room, in the defensive side and offensive side, but I trust them all. It just happens that we have more guys than just 11 that can play, and so we have to find a way to utilize all of them. And they've earned the right to be on the field, maybe even at the same time. So with that being said, I mean that's good that you have more than just 11 starters, and that you have more than just three backers that can play. We have, you know, six to seven backers that can play at one time. And the fact that we trust them all and that they understand the defense and they're grasping the scheme has been really nice to see. And Jay's one of those guys that's done a great job at it.
All right, another question from Jay Catch.
Kalani, Matt Campbell, after their game in Dublin over the weekend, pointed to his staff continuity as one of the strengths he thought of the program. You have all of your coaches back this year. How much do you think that continuity can help you guys this season?
I think it's huge. I mean, there's not a lot of new teaching and learning, you know, so there's the culture that are able to establish. We have our team culture, and then these assistants have their own unique spin on things and their own unique culture in their position rooms. And so to have that and the continuity of that and the continuity of our analysts and our graduate assistants and our support staff and everybody that's kind of been there the whole time. It's just nice that our guys are able to kind of be around them for a while, and in a time where there's a lot of change in staff, it's really good to have it be, you know, the guys that were here last year and the guys that were here before. So that's, I think it's going to be a benefit for us, is why we wanted to do everything we can to keep them here. And I hope it's going to show up like it did for Iowa State in their first game.
How would you assess the readiness of your guys on the offensive and defensive lines right now?
Yeah, we'll find out, man. I feel good about them. I mean, they've been battling each other, so they're either really, really good or really, really bad. So there's been some really good battles, so that's hard to tell sometimes, you know. But I have a good feeling that it can be a good thing, but not perfect. But we want to be as good as we can and perform as best we can this game one.
All right, next question from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, why was there still an Orr at backup spot after camp, where, you know, A-Rod noted that McKay and Bear were the ones kind of getting the majority of reps, or splitting or kind of separating? Why the still kind of up for debate at the backup spot at quarterback?
Because we want more competition still. We like that. I felt like the competition was really good at the beginning of the year for the entire room, elevated Bear and the others, and we'd like to see that continue to elevate the entire room. I mean, we feel comfortable with all those quarterbacks being able to get on the field and play for us. So that's pretty much the reason for it. I mean, we have an idea of who we want to put out there if something does happen, but and we just have an idea for all different possibilities and things that could happen. The probabilities of a lot of different things happening in the game of football, we just want to make sure that we're ready. So, but I think the competition has been really good for everybody.
And then just wanted to ask you, you know, year 10 for you, you know, how do you feel like you've evolved as a coach since those early years when you were last up against Portland State and Coach Barnum? How have you evolved, you feel, as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think I learned quite a bit. I mean, I'm still learning, so there's still a lot for me to learn. I mean, I think I'm getting older, so I'm making probably better decisions than I ever had before. But I'm getting older, you know, and I think there's a trade-off. You can't jump as high or run as fast, you learn some wisdom. And sometimes there's a school of learning is a different thing. It's, I mean, sometimes you learn the hard way, and sometimes you learn from others' mistakes. I think as a coach, I've learned quite a bit from both, but I've had some amazing people around me that have been great mentors and advisors to me, and many of them I get to work with on a day-to-day, you know, as I go through my schedule, and I'm just around really good people. And then I get to coach amazing young men and be around a fantastic fan base that I just absolutely love. And so still learning. I don't give up on me yet. I'm still learning and hopefully keep getting better. So, but I've learned quite a bit from, yeah, you look at me from year one to year 10, yeah, it's night and day difference, and I hope in all the good ways.
All right, question from Jay Catch.
Kalani, kind of associated with that, you were recently named an associate athletic director inside the athletic department. What does that add to your day-to-day responsibilities, if anything?
Yeah, it gives a little bit more meetings, and I mean, I'm able to be in different settings, and probably not just all ball, but fortunately for me, I have coaches that are able to delegate decision making on offense, defense, and special teams. But what I don't want to do is jeopardize any of my time with the players or my availability to them. So it's a little bit extra work, but it's okay. I don't mind it. I like being busy, and I like things to do. So if it's a benefit for the program, benefits our student athletes, and can be a benefit for the university, then I'm excited to do it. And so hopefully I can do that role just as good as I can do everything else. But I'm excited for that. I'm excited to being there and learning under, you know, following Brian Santiago's lead as athletic director, and, you know, with our vice president. I mean, it's been great for me to be involved with them and kind of be more in the you know, behind the scenes of things. And so it gives a different perspective for me as a head coach too, to realize that there's so many people out there working so hard for us, and gives me just a better understanding and a more appreciation for all the energy that goes into us playing even this Saturday just all the work that it takes from so many people that don't get any recognition. So I think in a way that's been a huge benefit for me to realize that, there's a lot of really cool things that happen from so many people in different areas that it's humbling for me.
Also, we're almost 2 months into the House settlement era with the revenue share and the like. From your vantage point, how's it gone so far?
Yeah, great. I mean, we brought in a general manager for a reason, and Dave George has done a great job at that. I've been really pleased with everything that he's done. That's not an easy job, and that's why I don't do it. You know, I know some head coaches can do that stuff. I'd rather go be an associate athletic director rather than be a general manager. But I know that he does a great job being general manager. And then having him work with Travis Hansen and the administration in that regard, with the idea of the concept of just taking care of the student athletes. And that doesn't mean just straight money. It means education. It means giving them the right platform and the right resources to allow them to be successful. So I've been really pleased with what he's done there and what, you know, guys have done around him. So I'm just really happy with everything. We just got to keep it rolling.
All right, last question will be from Sean Walker.
That's a lot of pressure at that last question, but Coach, I did want to circle us back to the defensive line conversation a little bit, because we've seen a lot of really good things from Keanu Tanavasa and some of the guys in that area. But what stood out to you in particular in training camp about JT and Logan Latui, who are both on top of that depth chart right now?
I think the entire the entire position and the entire front seven has been really impressive to me. And I think that goes down to the leadership. You mentioned Keanu, JT, those guys at Vilp, Woha, Bodie. I mean, all those guys have done an amazing job. I know I'm leaving guys out like Logan and all those, but it's just they're a really good group, close group, and to have Sione and K-Pop. So Sione, K-Pop, Gary Anderson, and Justin Enna, Chad Kahaha. Those guys handle the front seven has been nice for me, because I know what they're doing. I know all the things that are being taught, and the guys are responding really well to good. They're about it, and they're really 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 close as a unit. And I'm excited to see them play Saturday. But yeah, that combined with the linebackers, I think we've had. You guys are going to hear from Jack. He's a great leader for us, and he's going to do. I mean, him being the captain for our defense and being able to be the leader for us last year and then carry over, he's here this year with Glasker and others. I mean, that stuff matters. And then to have all the new parts come in and be just right as cohesive group has been really nice to see. So I just want to see them ball out on Saturday, man. We're going to try to get ready today and prep this week and give the fans what they're, you know, hopefully match their expectations of what they want to see this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, of course.